Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a subconscious architect and multi-certified spiritual teacher, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. Hello, hello, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Mind Flowers. It feels like it's been forever, even though it's only been a few weeks. I've been flowing with the season change. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, Mama Earth is turning inward, conserving her energy, and I am so here for it. I have been slowing down with her, as you can tell. We can take this natural pause as a signal to rest into ourselves, a spiritual hibernation of sorts. And that's exactly what we're going to get into today. We must always change, renew, rejuvenate ourselves, otherwise we harden. This is a beautiful quote by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and I agree. Our mind-body machine requires regular reboots. Now, in the tech world, rebooting a computer flushes the memory, stops pending tasks, removes bugged files, and resolves issues. This resets all of the internal controls. Spiritual hibernation does for the soul what a reboot does for the computer. We release old habits, patterns, routines, saying goodbye to outdated identities so we can rebirth ourselves. This journey of spiritual revitalization moves your attention from the outside world back into your sacred interior, releasing who you think you are and allowing the truth of you to settle in your bones. To sum it up, spiritual hibernation is for divine acceleration. You know, we've learned a lot of things this year, and it's time to integrate these upgrades into ourselves, letting it deep into our being. What does it mean to rest into yourself exactly? Well, I came up with a few definitions, at least what feels good to me, what resonates with me. To me, resting into yourself means calling in your embodied presence, right? And what does embodied presence mean to you? I invite you to pause this episode and think about your answer. What is embodied presence? To me, resting into yourself means aligning with your deep knowing, discovering the most profound and sacred parts of you. It also means nourishing your heart, mind, and soul with nutrient-dense practices. How I rest into myself will look different than how you rest into yourself. So a few examples of what this practice looks like are slower mornings and earlier bedtimes, maybe eliminating unnecessary tasks from your to-do list. It could be eating in silence. All of these practices remind you to slow down, be in the moment, and really just center into yourself. That's exactly what hibernation season is all about. Conserving your own energy, waiting, laying the foundation so you can expand in the next season. So here are some reflection questions that helped me decide what high-calorie spiritual practices I want to focus on as I get into hibernation mode. So I have three questions for you. The first one is, what feels like a no in my body? What parts of my life feel restless? What routines and activities no longer bring me joy? The answer to these questions will lead you to activities that help silence distraction. Now I invite you to affirm with me. I seek the kind of silence that feels like a prayer without words. So now that we've gone over exactly what spiritual hibernation is, and we've given a few ideas on how to start this practice, let's get into a high-calorie meditation designed to fill you up and nourish your soul. The purpose of this meditation is to really help you reach into your heart center so you can ground yourself into your own being so you can accelerate. This meditation is designed to help you get into your roots so you can figure out, you know, what dead roots do you want to take away and what roots are still established that you want to anchor into if it is safe for you to do so. I invite you to breathe with me at a pace that feels natural to you. And with each breath you take, inhale a little deeper and exhale a little longer than the breath before. I want you to bring your attention to your feet. And on your next exhale, I want you to breathe into your toes, the ankles, the heel of each foot. And notice the tension in this area melting away. Bring your attention to your legs, and on your next exhale, I want you to breathe into your calves, your kneecaps and hamstrings, thighs and hips. And as you do, notice the tension in this area melting away. Next, we're going to go up the body, bringing your attention to your torso. And on your next exhale, I want you to breathe into your lower back, your navel, your rib cage, and your chest. And notice the tension in these areas melting away. And bring your attention to your arms. And on your next exhale, I want you to breathe into your collarbone, shoulders, elbows, forearms, wrists, and hands. And just notice the tension in this area melting away. And next, we're going to bring your attention to your head. And on your next exhale, I want you to breathe into your neck, your ears, face, and crown. And just notice the tension in this area melting, melting, melting away. And now that our full body is completely relaxed, we're going to take a journey into the most sacred part of yourself, the insides of your own heart. Begin to imagine the walls of your heart are now surrounding your entire body, protecting you from the harsh elements of the outside world. Nestle and cozy yourself into the center of your own heart, protected. How does this space feel? What do you see around you? Just observe and feel love pumping through you, around you, with each heartbeat. Notice the glow of your heart's aura gently warming your entire body. Notice divine oxygen circulating through your being as it flows through each artery, valve, and vein. with all your attention on your heart space, you can now give your heart the floor to speak. What identities have I created that no longer resonate? Let your heart answer. Say goodbye to those versions of you that you created out of fear or feelings of obligation. What is the most self-loving choice I can make? Let your heart answer. And welcome in this self-loving choice with open arms. Spend as much time as you need here, allowing each breath and every heartbeat to refill your cup. Notice the walls of your heart beginning to expand wider and wider, cracking open to let the new, replenished version of you emerge. You have been reborn. And when you're ready, bring your awareness back into the room, back into the environment around you. Just wiggle your toes, your fingers, get back into your body. And when it feels right, you can open your eyes. Now, I invite you to repeat this meditation as often as you need to usher in a more heart-led version of yourself. I hope you enjoyed this meditation. I hope it revealed insights that allows you to get deeper and more close connection with yourself, honoring yourself as you move forward. The light in me recognizes and honors the light in you, and I'm wishing you deep rest, a nourished soul, and an awakened heart. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop, where I offer digital workbooks and masterclasses designed to help you embody what you're learning here on the podcast. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I life you.